Hear again this word from Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. I have to apologize for my phone. I had turned the sound completely down, but somehow my alarm went off. And I thought, it's not time for bed yet. So I do apologize. What I think the question is tonight is, who do I trust the most? Trust is essential for us, isn't it? It's absolutely necessary, especially in our relationships together. For example, this weekend I'll be helping to officiate a wedding, and every time a wedding occurs, the pastor has an advantage because the pastor, he or she can see the faces of the couple and how they glow, and you watch the bride coming down, and it's so very powerful. And when you read, when they do their vows, you can see how much they love one another. But there's that key word that often isn't said in the liturgy, but it's the key word of trust. There's a trust there. They trust one another completely, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health, till death us do part. They trust one another. Same is true in long-term relationships as far as friendships concerned. My wife and I met some people in seminary, which was just a few years ago, about 40 or so, and we have a group of three other couples that we meet with a few times a year, but ever since seminary, we met together, and all the guys were mainly second career except for one. We let him be in the group even though he wasn't second career person, but we know as friends that if something were to happen to us, our friends would have our back. They would be with us. We trust that. That's what true friendship is about, complete trust. I think trust is something that is sometimes taken for granted and invisible, and yet it becomes visible when that trust is sometimes broken. As a pastor, unfortunately, I've had to work with people, some who maybe violated their trust in a marriage relationship or a friendship, and feel remorseful and are seeking forgiveness and trying to be restored. Or maybe the person that was on the receiving end that was hit from the blind side, and that trust was violated, and feeling broken and all of that pain, then we know that how important trust really is when it's broken. Well, the good news tonight from our text, I think, is that we can trust in God. Did you hear what the text said? God remains faithful forever. When I read that, I thought to myself, wow, I hadn't read that. And I thought, God remains faithful forever. So the psalmist kind of tells us Do not put your trust in princes. Of course, you know, princes would be people who are in charge and whatever. And, you know, it's important sometimes to be able to trust your leaders, even though we understand that trust can erode as well. But it's also important to remember that I think that's where the psalmist is not saying we shouldn't have trust relationships as human beings, but that we must figure out who do we trust the most. And it's only God who remains faithful forever. And here's another thing about the text that hit me, and I thought this was so important, is the psalmist goes on and names some of the situations that we might be in, such as God sets the prisoners free. And the first thought I had was our loved ones who have been stuck in nursing homes for months. And, you know, they've had that stay-at-home order. And in the church I serve down in Florida, there's a lady who's 100 years old, and she was stuck in her room. She couldn't even come out of her room for months. That, you had to feel like a prisoner. God sets the prisoner free. God feeds the hungry. And I thought of the manna that the Israelites, you know, when they were hungry in the desert, and God sent the manna. God feeds the hungry. God upholds those who are oppressed. And if you've ever felt oppressed or bullied or whatever the case might be, God will lift you up and help you to be free of that oppression. So God supports the widow and the fatherless. So we have a picture of this God who is with us in all circumstances. So I kept reading this text, 146, and when I read about again and again about the prisoners being set free and the blind finding their sight, it dawned on me, and I thought, wow, I know there's a scripture somewhere that says something similar to that. And I thought about it, and it takes a little while, but I give the credit to the Holy Spirit, and I turned to Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. And I'll let you read the text, but the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to share good news to the poor, to give sight to the blind, to set the prisoners free. And this is Isaiah the prophet who's looking ahead and saying, this is going to be Messiah who's going to share this good news, who's going to set the prisoners free. And that got me all excited about reading the text, and then something else came to my head. That's how things work for me. I get a lot of different things, but I said, you know, this is in the New Testament as well. And I looked at Luke chapter 4, and in Luke chapter 4, we have Jesus coming to his hometown of Nazareth after he had started his Galilean ministry, and it's on the Sabbath, and so as a visiting rabbi, he's asked to come up and read from the scroll, and he opens it to, guess what? Isaiah 61, and he reads this, you know, sets the prisoners free, the blind, sight to the blind. And after he does, he folds up the scroll and he says, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. And I thought, wow, that's so powerful. That over a span of hundreds of years, we had the psalmist in 146 talk about setting the prisoners free and the sight to the blind. And then we had Isaiah speak about the coming Messiah, and then Jesus actually speaking the same thing. God remains faithful forever. We can trust in the Lord all of our days, in spite of our situations, no matter how we feel. That's the good news. Trust is essential in human relationships and in our relationship with God. Tonight, dear friends, as we come to take the bread and the cup, that was a very special night a couple of thousand years ago. And that night, Jesus had supper with his disciples. And when he had supper, They had the common meal. And during that time, Jesus took bread, the manna. And after he had blessed it and broke it, he said, "Take and eat this and remember my love for you." And it's interesting, in the Gospel of John, we have a little different idea as far as a version of the Last Supper. But during that time, John says that Jesus washed the disciples' feet and he gave them a new commandment to love one another as he has loved us. So Jesus took the bread and he broke it. "This is my body that is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So take the bread as a gift. And after supper, he took the cup. And after he blessed the cup, he said, "This cup represents the new covenant of blood that I will shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As oft as you drink of this cup, do this in remembrance of me." It was Jesus on the cross who destroyed sin and death. And he healed us in regards to those broken relationships. We can trust in Jesus, Messiah, Savior. Remember when you maybe joined the Methodist Church, there was a question that you were asked. Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior? And are you willing to serve him as Lord and put your whole trust in his grace? Tonight, as we come forward and take the cup, and we won't be coming forward, I'm sorry, that's just a habit, but as we take communion together, remember, God remains faithful forever.